Welcome to part 4 of the Soundpost Orientation System audio tutorial series, and this particular title is Programming the Base Station. This will be broken into a number of sections. Firstly, how to get yourself into program mode. Then the second part we will cover moving around within the menus for programming. And finally we will do an actual example whereby we will program a base station with a new code. So, how do you set up the programming mode? On the base station, this is done by removing power from the base station and then repowering. And for 30 seconds from that point in time, the base station can make a connection with a hand controller and programming can start. The simplest way to do that is to remove a single battery, put that battery back in, the little red light on the front of the unit begins to blink. You don't need to know that necessarily. Screw your head back onto the base station, place it on a table pointing horizontally towards you, and take your hand controller. Hold the hand controller so it's pointing towards the base station and you're roughly a meter or so away from the base station. And then you press and hold both the large button called button 1 and the small button, button 2, push them both down at the same time. If you're pointing towards the base station and you've done this within the 30 seconds from the time you've put the batteries in, you will hear service mode come from the hand controller, which means that you've now entered programming or service mode, and you will now be able to choose a particular code and send that information to the base station, which will then permanently remember that code forever. Once you're in the service mode, there are a couple of things you need to learn as far as the buttons are concerned in order to be able to choose the right code. The first thing to remember is that this is not a PC, so the way that you have to operate with the buttons is a little slower than you normally would. What you'll need to do is wait until the speech has completed before choosing some other operation. And your operations are very simple. Up is using button 1, the large button. Down is using the small button, button 2. Once you've chosen, for example, one of the possible ranges of codes, because what's happened is we've placed the codes into groups so that it's a little bit easier to navigate. With 180 codes, having one great big long list would be very difficult. So we've placed the codes into groups. First of all, you have to choose the right group, and once you've done that, you then enter that group, choose the appropriate code that you want by using the up and down buttons, waiting, of course, each time for the speech to complete, and then pressing button 2, which will then program the unit. I'll go through this again in more detail in a moment, but first of all, I better explain to you. With 180 codes, you need to find out which one you want and which group it is. The simplest way to do that is to visit the support pages at povidi.com, and from there you will see each code described in each group, and you'll be able to peruse those in your own time to find the appropriate code that you may wish to choose. It's not necessary to do this, and it's probably only required in situations which are slightly more complicated, where there are going to be a number of different base stations fairly close together, or that there's going to be a number of users or people with hand controllers using this particular base station because it's a public place. Okay, so let's go through the button operation again. You enter service mode, making sure first of all that the base station has got itself into programming mode by removing power and putting it back on. You enter the service mode by pressing and holding down both button 1 and button 2 at the same time, and making sure that you're pointing your hand controller straight towards the base station at no more than 2 or 3 meters away. You will then hear service mode from your hand controller. You then use button 1 or button 2 to move through the list of possible groups. When you've found the appropriate group, wait for the speech to complete, and then press and hold button 1, the large button, and you will then hear the first code in the list, which is the first possible code. You then use the up and down buttons, or the same buttons, waiting each time for the speech to complete until you find the right code that you want. Once you have found the right code, you press button 2, the little button whilst pointing at the base station, and that code will then be sent to the base station, who will then permanently remember. You should also hear a command from your hand controller to say base station updated. If for some reason you decide to not continue with service mode, or you were in an inappropriate group, in the wrong group, and you want to go to another one, what you do is you press and hold both button 1 and button 2 at the first time, at the same time, and this will take you back out of a group, back to the group choice list, and from that point you can press button 1 and button 2 again to jump out of service mode completely. Right, that's a lot of information, and all a little bit difficult when you're trying to remember all of that. So let's go through an actual example, and I'll do it with you right now. So I'll take my base station and unscrew the head, because it's got four batteries in it, because I was doing some basic operation tutorial testing earlier. And I will pop one of the batteries. Now the battery packs are very tight, the batteries are held in very tight on purpose, and you may need to use a blunt knife or a key to help you pop the battery, but I've just popped one battery. That's great, that's easy. Pop it back in. That's clicked back in nicely. Put this back into the base station. Screw the head on. I've got the head horizontal to the ground, and I've got it on a table next to me. Not sure if that light's flashing or not, but I'll now pick up my hand controller, point it towards the base station, and turn it on. Right, you heard the beep beep. I've got it in beep mode. And now I'm going to press and hold both button 1 and button 2 at the same time. Oh, guess what I did? I was too slow. And I started to get a signal then. I took too long. So I'm going to do that very quickly again. And that's why I started to get that tone, because what happened was my hand controller actually picked up the beam from the base station, because the base station left programming mode or service mode very quickly. So now I'm just going through that process again. I've just popped the battery and popped it back in again, put it back into the base station, tighten it up, and do it a lot faster this time. And it may take you one or two goes. Right, and now I turn on my...
Searching.
Yes, I'm searching, so I'm turned on.
Service mode, common codes.
Service mode, common codes. So I'm now in service mode. I'm pointing towards my base station, and I can now press button 2, the little button, and we'll hear what it says.
Moving around.
Ah, that's a different group.
Places.
There's another group. But I actually want to use the common codes. I know one particular one in there that I want to use. I want to use elevator. So I'm now going to go up using button 1.
Moving around.
That's gone back to that group.
Numbers.
Oh, I went too far.
Common codes.
Right, now I'm on the common codes one. I press and hold button 1 until I enter the group.
Soundpost.
Oh, I hear the word soundpost. That's the first one on the list.
Entrance.
Exit.
Information or reception.
Elevator. That's the one I want. I'm going to stick this above an elevator. So now I've chosen the code. I now have to send that to the base station, and I'll do that by pressing and holding button 2, the little button, while still pointing at the base station.
Base station updated.
Searching, and it's back to beeping. I make sure that I point away from the unit and listen.
Elevator.
And it says elevator. Everything's great. I'm finished. I'll turn off my hand controller. And that really concludes the tutorial on programming your base station.